What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Because you know, like at camps and stuff like this, you take the ball out, you ain't getting the ball back. Like, you the last one up the court, they already did their thing. So I stopped there, and I just got into a rhythm and started hooping.
The Lakers should sign Trae Young this summer.
They got to kind of start preparing for, like, if LeBron's last year is this year or next year, whenever it is. And I feel like a pick and roll with AD and a guy like Trae Young would be deadly.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Welcome back to a very special edition of All the Smoke. We out here in Vegas, man. We have the pleasure and the honor of coming inside the camp, Tank Davis. Last time we talked to you, right before the Santa Cruz fight, and you said one of your personal favorite knockouts at the time. Talk to us about that fight. You were in the midst of the pandemic. Where was your mind at that time?
It was like, you know, it was first fight back since the pandemic. We didn't have that much crowd. I knew that Leo was coming with a lot of punches. I knew he was gonna come in shape. I knew his goal was to try to get me tired and things like that. So I made sure I ran every day. Made sure like I was waking up probably like 8-9 in the morning, running probably like the heat was probably, I mean, it's probably was like 106, 110 out here, and I was running every day. You know what I mean? So it was a little hiccup because of the way how they set the fight was. Mm-hmm. Like the whole, like you had to fight in a bubble, and like you couldn't really be with your coaches.
Right.
So it was like a little crazy.
Mental.
Yeah. So, but we got the job done in the fight. You know, it was a little back and forth, and then I wound up catching him with a good shot, you know what I mean? And the shot was crazy. I knew that when I was going to catch him, it was going to be like, because how the way he was kept throwing the same punch, so I was like, I know, like, if he throw this punch again, I got him right there. And he threw it right where I thought, knew he was going to throw it.
The timing was perfect on that.
Yeah, the timing was crazy.
I mean, you just had your last fight not even 2.5 months ago. Did you get, how much downtime did you have in between that fight and starting to train for this fight?
None. Probably about like a week, a strong week, and then I had to get right back into it. Because I knew, like, this fight going to be, it's not going to be like the rest. It's going to be a little, little tough. Mm-hmm.
One thing I noticed about obviously getting a chance to come into camp today and check you out, when you have any kind of downtime, I see you have Floyd on YouTube. What are you taking from watching his fights?
Just little stuff, just like how he's moving, like his hand placement, like what he's throwing at, and things like that. Like, just how he is in like the boxing ring. Just I like to try to watch him a lot because I not really fight like him, but I try to like he's off the dot. So if I can do it on the southpaw side, then it's gonna be a little awkward for my opponent. So I always like to watch Floyd. You know what I mean? Because he's the best at. Well, and that I think that he's the best, like the greatest of all time, for sure.
I've seen your last 7 fights. Well, I've been to them, as you know. But from the Gamboa fight, I seen a different Tank for some reason. Maybe you correct me if I'm wrong, but I just seem like you locked in way more. And I think you know, as a professional, who you are now in boxing, right? I just seen this, a different change and a different focus. Am I right?
Yeah, you're right. I think I'm getting used to it.
Professional,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The professional side, like I'm getting used to it. Like even when I'm in the ring, like it's not like more so like it's not blurry no more. I can sleep like clean as day. At first, like when you first get on the stage, you fight, it's like a little, it's not so much clear. But now, like I can see, like
slow
I can
down
see,
a little bit.
Everything is slow. Yeah. Like everything, like I could pit a west door. It's my pace, like at all times, and that's why I like it, and that's why I see that I'm getting like. Over that hump type stuff.
Can you say there's nothing in the ring that you haven't seen?
I can't say that just yet.
Right.
Just yet.
Right. Even though you've been boxing your whole life, it's still something new.
Yeah, not just yet, but it wouldn't surprise me like if something new came, like if I like just say like it was like a little he's come out a little awkward or like different or like, catch me with something. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised. You know what I mean? I know how
making
to, like...
Making an adjustment, that was easy.
Yeah, adjustment, for sure.
I've been saying that, though.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, both you guys, you and Garcia, are both putting an undefeated record on the line. Is that important to you to, obviously, you know, Floyd set the bar, finish his career undefeated? Is that a goal of yours?
Saying undefeated, like, I mean, you stay undefeated, the checks get bigger and bigger. I mean, that... But... I don't really think that's the goal. The goal just, I think, that is the goal.
But keep getting better in the process.
Yeah, just get better at the process and also just beat whoever they put in front of you. You know what I mean? But if, I don't want to speak like that and speak it like to life, but if it was to happen, there's like, you know what I mean? It comes with the sport, you know what I mean? But I don't really want to keep put that in the back of my mind.
That's life.
Yeah.
That's life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We deal with everything that come and move on from it.
For sure.
I saw you speak on obviously your career. I mean, you're 10 years in. You said you knew you would be something. Did you ever expect to be the global star you are? And have you had a chance to kind of sit back and appreciate it? Because I know as athletes, we're always looking for the next. What's next? Do you ever get a chance to just kind of sit back like, damn, it's been 10 years and I've done all this already, or still on to the next?
The smallest guy in boxing, the only one selling out arenas.
Yeah. I mean, I really don't like think about it because it's always like, it's like, damn, I got to do something else. Like
keep
now,
going.
like before, like, Hector Garcia was like, I beat him, boom, and then it's like, all right, bet. Forget that. I got to fight.
What's next?
Ryan Garcia, you know what I mean? So it's like, it's not really too much of a celebration to me. You know what I mean? It's always like, that. Like, I'll probably be in the midst of, like, probably, like, just say, like, after the fight, had a little get together, and then it's like, but what's it's next? Always in the back of my mind, like, it's always what's next. Like, it's always what's next. And I think you, like, you don't really, like, be able to get to celebrate because of you, the person that's in it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Probably people around you celebrate, but not actually, well, me. I don't really get to celebrate because it's always like, what's I'm next? Always like, what's next? Because yeah. I know I can go further mm-hmm. like than where I am today.
And I'll be telling people, like a lot of people don't know, especially just watching boxing, you got to take care of your body all year round.
Yeah.
Like even not knowing if a fight is coming, this is all year round, so you don't get no time off.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't understand it. You got to eat right, you got to take care of your body, you got to work. And that's when I start looking at y'all, I'm like, okay, I got a whole different respect for what boxers go through.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because you might not even have a fight scheduled, but you still got to eat mm-hmm. right. So that's a testament to y'all, bro.
Yeah.
What's different about this camp than previous camps?
He got a different face on.
He's in kill mode, I could tell.
I want to say just probably more focused, I think my focus probably a little bit more stronger than, because I know what I'm up against. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You know how, it ain't time to play. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's straight to it. That's why the day that I was trying to get, straight to the point, you know what I mean?
Athletes, we understand that.
Yeah, for
that.
Real. When you know you got something, a big task in front of you, you don't really want to play with it because you don't want to have that, at the end of the day, I know I could have did better.
Right, no doubt.
You know what I mean? You could have did better.
None of this matters. Yeah. The fight matters.
Yeah,
exactly.
For sure.
The media has been making a big deal about the 10-pound rehydration clause. Can you speak to that a little bit? Obviously, people don't really understand walk-around weight and coming down and obviously how much someone can gain after the weigh-ins. Can you speak to that a little bit?
I mean, it just making sure everything fair. You know what I mean? I know that he's a bigger fighter. He's mm-hmm. coming in. He already had the advantage of the height, the mm-hmm. size, mm-hmm. the arm length, everything. Mm-hmm. He had the most advantage, you know? So I was just making it a little fair. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Just
even feel.
Yeah, just everybody stay the same. And I mean, it ain't like he got a door and I don't have a door.
Right.
We both have
right.
the door.
Same
you know
point.
What I mean? So, I mean, I think it's just him. It's just him. Out there just spreading rumors and stuff like that, and people just adding on to it, you know?
Everybody done it. Oscar done it, Noah Floyd, everybody done it,
Yeah, everybody done it before. It's a part of boxing, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? It just, they want me to be somebody that'd be I guess a dumbass. You know what I mean?
At the end of the day, right?
For real.
At the end of the day. The art of trash talking. You're one of the better trash talkers. Where does that put you in your game, in the midst of your game? Where does trash talking come to?
You got to sell a fight.
Yeah. Definitely got to sell a fight. Definitely got to sell a fight. It's just about, figuring your opponent out. Just any little thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just any little thing, just how he react off of stuff, any his movement, his feedback, is he coming straight back or he stuff like that.
Fill him out.
Everything, just everything. Even the face off, how we would just walk up to each other, me mm-hmm. just pit looking at his arms, see how long his arms is, how tall he is. I didn't even know he was that tall. I mean, that short.
Mm.
I mean, well, he's not short, but he's not that much taller than me.
Right.
You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So, I mean, we figure him out all around the board. The
mental game.
Yeah.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You fought everywhere. ATL, New York, L.A. What is the best atmosphere to you? I've been to all your fights, so I want to see what you say. I'm going to tell you what's the best atmosphere that I've been to your fights. What's the best atmosphere you think you'd have fought in?
At the crib?
Probably Atlanta.
Mm.
No.
That's what I was about. I live in Atlanta, so I was about to say that. Atlanta was crazy.
Yeah. You know what I want to fight at that I ain't fight at? Yeah, they probably want to fight that. But I don't want to say it because I know people, they be
checking. They going to run with it.
Chicago.
Ah, Chi-Town.
Want to fight in Chicago. Chicago be crazy.
Yeah. Chicago bring out great crowds.
Yeah,
for sure. You had plenty of star-studded entrances, Uzi, Baby. Even did a Michael Jackson choreograph entrance. You got anything special?
I ain't gonna lie, I've been so focused on the fight.
That's what I wanna hear.
I ain't really been like, you feel me? I mess around, don't come out to nobody.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how I, like, and I also be trying to pick that last minute, like, that ain't really on my mind. Like,
spur of the moment, what you feeling?
Yeah, like, I'd rather, like, worry about, like, what's in front of me. Like, people just even like, doing, like, different, not this interview, but different people like come up and be like, let's do it. I'm like, let's do an effort fight.
Yeah.
Cause I'm trying to like,
I'm trying to win
first. Like, I ain't trying to do no big deals, none of that. I need to do that after the fight.
We know how big routine is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so we know how that, you got to stick to your routine so you can feel the same way every night.
That's why we came in. It would have just been an honor just to watch you do your thing.
We
like, we didn't even have to talk. You know what I mean? The fact that we get to talk, we appreciate it. But just to, you allow us to come in your environment because we are creatures of habit. Played 15 years in the league, so it's, and this is more of just kill or be killed type situation, right? It's all you, you know what I mean? So we totally get that mental mindset that you need to be in.
For sure.
What was it like meeting Denzel?
I ain't gonna lie, meeting Denzel, like, my grandma was a big fan of Denzel, you know what I mean? So I ain't gonna lie, when I walk on the court and I see him like on the corner of my eye, but he's talking to somebody. So I ain't really like try to bug him or anything like that. But me just looking and then he like start walking towards me. Like as soon as you see me, just start walking towards me, like, and telling me how like he's a big fan of mine and stuff like that. So when I seen it, I'm like, I'm still pitching. I'm like, damn, like, this Denzel Washington. Like, you feel me?
Like my grandma love you.
Yeah, for real. Like, man, like, it's like crazy just to have, like, knowing that I'm up here just off of skill.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Just like, it's crazy. Like, skill can get you, like, far mm-hmm. in life type shit. Like,
we heard you guys used to have a hoop in here. You hoop a little bit? Could you compare?
His brother, just say his brother got game.
Oh, he ain't got no game?
I'm all right on that goal.
You a lefty, though. Yeah. All lefties supposed to be able to shoot, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't that bad. I mean, I ain't that good either. I mean, I'm all right.
I ain't that bad.
What do you say? What's Shaq say? He good at the YMCA or something?
The YMCA,
like
yeah. 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 Yeah, the rec league.
That's where you do your thing
yeah.
at?
I'm good.
If you had to do a pickup game with you plus any four current NBA players, who would you pick on your team? You on the team plus four NBA players.
I gotta go Kyrie. That's my favorite basketball player.
Mine too.
Kyrie, Giannis, LeBron.
Last one.
Hold up.
That's three. I need one more.
Because you on the court too.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, you playing the point.
I bet. Who else?
I need
something young.
Kyrie, Giannis, Bron, you.
Ja.
Oh, yeah. Gotta go Ja.
Yeah.
Gotta go Ja.
That's tough. That's a tough little short backcourt,
I was going to go, what's name, though? Curry. But I would go Ja, though. Facts. Yeah, Ja.
Where'd your love for Michael Jackson, the King of Pop, come from?
I always loved Mike.
How can you not?
Mike. Yeah. That's why, bro.
You had, everybody was moonwalking.
Yeah.
You moonwalked.
Come on, man.
Everybody
I'm a huge
moonwalked.
Fan of Michael
I
Jackson.
Love Mike. I love Mike. That's what he brung to the game. Like, he,
so much,
he yeah,
right?
he brung changed every, it. Like, he changed the game.
Mm-hmm. I got the curl like Mike. Mine just didn't.
Your shit didn't turn over?
Yeah, no, I'd have had that. I'd have had that. Shit didn't turn.
Yeah. That's that Hawaiian silk. My shit was a little different than Mike's. Mike's shit caught on fire in that Pepsi commercial. My shit is good. My shit is safe. Thoughts on influencer boxing? It's a big deal right now. You like it, don't like it, don't give a fuck about it. What are your thoughts on influencer boxing?
I mean, it's cool.
Do you ever watch any of them?
I don't watch it. I mean, but if it was like, I watched Floyd, like mm-hmm. Floyd, then.
Oh, his exhibitions?
Uh-huh. Type stuff, like, mm-hmm. I watched him. Mm-hmm. But I feel as though he made it to a stage where as though he can be able to do that.
Right. Like, only him.
Yeah,
right.
Like, if I was to do it, like, it'd be like, you ain't mm-hmm. accomplished or nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, chill out. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But Floyd, then he made his way, like, that's the only one that I feel as though can.
He getting dubs for exhibitions.
Yeah, he's
getting
big
boys.
Crazy.
Calvin Ford, what does he mean to you when you hear that name? What does he mean when you first hear that?
A father.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Father. And then he's one of the guys that held a lot of this, like, this whole family together. Mm-hmm. Him with Kenny. But for sure, like, them two, they held the whole camp together, mm-hmm. for sure.
Wouldn't be here without him? Would you say that? Without Calvin?
Yeah, I probably wouldn't be here without mm-hmm. him. Mm-hmm. Just off of the fact of when I was coming to the gym, I was getting that love that I ain't have at home mm-hmm. type stuff. So it was always like, Calvin, saying I walked through the gym, Calvin, like, looking mm-hmm. for him type mm-hmm. stuff.
He told me he used to come to the gym, you'd be outside, sleep in front of the gym, in front of the door.
Yeah, I used to run from I go to school, and then from school, I go straight to the gym. Don't tell my grandma or nothing. Just go straight to the gym. And the gym was closed. The gym didn't even, I used to get out of school probably 3:00. And the gym didn't open till like 4:30. I'd just be outside just sleeping on the front of the gym. Just waiting. Mm. Police grabbed me before, like, get up. Think I'm just out here just
mm-hmm.
grabbed me. Like, what you doing out here? I'm waiting on the gym.
All for a reason. Yeah. All for a reason.
Facts.
Does your team get nervous before fights?
I don't know. They probably do. I don't get nervous.
Yeah.
Well, I'm lying. Any fighter that say they don't get nervous, they lying out.
Well, I got a question. I didn't mean to cut you off, Jack. Because I used to get excited. I wouldn't get nervous. I would get excited. I think there's a difference between excited and nervous.
Well, let me go and drop my thing on, because okay. I said this on one of the fights, and I got... They loved it. Being nervous doesn't mean you're scared.
No.
It means you're anxious about being great.
Yeah, facts.
Okay.
But I get what you're saying too, though. Like, if I get a little nervous or a little doubt in my mind, I'd be thinking like, but I don't never get nervous. I mean, like, too nervous, like when I'm about to, like, the ring walk.
Right.
Like, as soon as the ring walk is, I switch to, like, if I'm nervous in the back of the room, like, as soon as the ring walk, switch.
All gone.
It's all gone. It's,
yeah.
Cause it's like I can't turn back,
nah.
And then I get a thrill off of like the people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as soon as I see it, like, yeah. Like damn, it's mine. Type
see,
stuff.
See, cause
like,
I would guard Kobe, I would guard LeBron, and I'm thinking like I'm not nervous. I'm excited. I can't wait to get out there and guard these motherfuckers. Yeah. Like that was my mindset. I couldn't wait to get to it.
Yeah.
So it was I wouldn't think that my mind was nervous. It was just more excitement. But I get what you're saying. Yeah.
I know when your team do get nervous though. And there was one fight where you turned the back flip and you hit your leg on the microphone.
I saw that.
I'm like, okay now, bro.
The
flip is cool.
Hey, but that reminded me of just a little bad.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Hit the microphone.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, dog.
Yeah, that was the last fight, I think.
I think that was the last fight.
They were scared. Don't do that. Somebody told me don't do it no more. I think it was Kenny or some shit.
That reminded me of just little kids flipping on
that
the mattress.
That was Rowley. That was the Rowley fight.
Oh, for real?
When he flipped and hit the microphone.
Yeah. That was the Rolly fight?
Yeah, hit the microphone.
Damn.
That was Rolly fight.
Yeah.
Did you feel it?
You didn't feel it?
Adrenaline. All right, quick hitters. First thing to come to mind, let us know. We see you got a sweet tooth on Showtime's All Access. What's your favorite candy?
Skittles.
I'm probably going to have to go with the Skittles. At the Skittles, is probably...
Purple or pink pack?
Purple.
Purple pack, for sure. Okay.
Purple.
I'm with you.
Probably now and laters.
Ooh.
Now and laters.
Watermelon?
The cherry? The grape?
What?
Now laters.
Oh, yeah.
The watermelon.
Yeah. I'm thinking you're talking about the actual watermelon.
Nah, the watermelon. Flavor.
Fire.
Got to have it.
Yes, fire.
Stuck on the Island. What's three movies that you'll watch on repeat? Three shows or movies that you'll watch on repeat? Stuck on the Island.
Pain and Fall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
Scarface. Mm. And probably, what's the Jamaican one?
Shotters.
Shotters.
A classic. Give me it.
Yeah. Yeah,
take the what and leave the what?
Yeah, Shotters, fire.
Funniest thing that happened to you recently?
Funniest thing that happened.
You, the team, at the house.
Funniest thing, damn. Funniest thing. No, my brother called him, saying he got a gentleman boy egg fade or some shit like that. He told he had a gentleman
that
boy.
That video you made was funny though.
What?
With the car with the grocery at the store.
Oh yeah, the
that
grocery
video
store,
was funny.
Yeah,
that's
that
a side
fire.
Of you I haven't seen. That,
that was
funny.
Fire.
Give me three of the most stylish boxers right now. For me, I would go you, the Charlos, and probably my third, I probably would go E, Errol. Give me your three most stylish boxers.
Me?
Me and me?
Facts. But me, the Charles, I say it as one.
Mm-hmm. I got him as one, yeah.
One, and then who else?
Be putting this shit on.
Who else? Damn.
Ain't too many people be putting that shit on.
Yeah. Oh, I say Caleb Plant.
Caleb. Caleb Fly. Caleb. Shout out Caleb Plant.
Caleb.
Who was one troll on Twitter you can't wait to silence on April 22nd? You probably ain't paying attention to that shit.
I ain't really focused on...
Good. Next question.
But probably, I don't want to say his name.
Next question.
Yeah. I'll say his name. He fuck around, get punched.
So this show is called All the Smoke, as you know. This is the second time on here. That camera right there, if you want to give a message to Ryan or anybody, right there.
I want all the smoke.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
All of it.
If you want smoke, pass me the lighter. You know what I mean?
We got plenty of it, too. Well, man, that's a wrap, Tank. We appreciate you, bro. Best of luck.
Yes, sir.
In about 2 weeks, we'll be out here supporting you, man, and we can't wait to see you continue to make history.
Yeah, I'll be ringside, clean my suit, ready to roll.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.